quilt, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I have just took a mattress off the bed, you know, where there's two mattresses on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Took a mattress off the bed and put it in the floor and then take it up next morning.
Too many, too high. Roll off. My son had one day, didn't need it, brother. Daddy, I didn't need it on that bed. I already had two. He put that in, so it's still in there, but I may take it off. It's awful. It lay in front of me, which is about one or two on it.
What different kinds of land are there?
What,
what different kinds of land do you have?
Clay, you mean dirt?
Uh-huh.
Clay? And
some gray land. Gray,
we call it gray now, loam land.
In the hills here.
You call it what?
Loam. Gray loam.
Gray loam land. Some of it is so much red old red clay land, just clay land.
Mm-hmm.
In the Delta they have gumbo, what they call gumbo land down a lot of the hills. Gumbo. Some places sandy land, some places gumbo land.
Uh-huh.
Buckshot land, they call it.
You were speaking about this morning about them over across that road. Being, it used to be a wilderness, a swamp, and you had a lot of trees and things, and now people's cleaned it up and farming it.
Mm-hmm. What was that kind of land he was mentioning?
A loam.
Uh-huh.
That's gray land. That's a dirt looks gray when you pick it up.
Uh-huh. What about
and
this?
It's soft, and the clay is red, and it when it make a ball of it, it's hard.
What about the gumbo or buckshot?
That's in the Delta.
Well, what does that look like?
Well, it looks like it's got a white, look like it's a I know what I'm trying to say, but I can't think. It's sticky. Looks sticky.
Uh-huh.
The buck dough, we call it.
What's that?
Buck dough.
Uh-huh.
They call it buck dough land. It's sticky.
What about the other thing you mentioned,
gumbo. It's about the same thing. And it grows, it's in it's in the Delta where the forest and things is cleaned up, you know.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the lowland that's along?
That's Delta.
Uh-huh. What about along a stream?
Along a stream?
Uh-huh.
You mean by a river?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you call it river bottoms.
Okay. And what about a field that might not be good for anything but raising grass or clover or alfalfa?
Well, I don't know, honey. It's just a lot of people plant that kind of stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a hill land will make it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Delta land, you know, it comes up, water comes up in it, you know. Did you see that water up that rain over there?
Yeah.
How it stood? Well, this spring it come up and stayed a long time. People just got down long enough to plant a little soybeans behind it. One man lost about 300 or 400 acres of rye.
How can
ever
it floods out? Too easy.
Uh-huh, it does. You have to plant when it's wet that you plant it all.
Uh-huh. Say if you had some land that was a little swampy and you wanted to get the water off, you'd say you were going to
ditch it.
Or another word for that, you'd say you're going to
drain it.
Okay. And the things that you dig to drain it, you'd call those the?
Call it furrows, the ditch.
Okay. Say if it had been raining pretty heavy like it has been, and the rain cuts out a little
terrace.
What's that?
A little terrace in a ditch.
What's a terrace?
It's